You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Well, it's a beautiful night, it's a beautiful evening, and we welcome all of our beloved, wonderful listeners of Sirius FM and listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. And of course, our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Well, it's the 4th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1443, Yawm al-Thulatha, which is the 9th of November, 2021. Our Zakat Nisab, 7,500 rand. Mehre Fatimi is 18,000 rand. Manama Mahar for Hanafis, 400 rand. For Malikis, 135 rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no Manama Mehar. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Our beloved Ustad's email is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website address is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @akhussain. That is @akhussain. Welcome, our beloved engineer this evening here in Johannesburg, Brother Lokolo, and of course the engineer in the Durban studios, who started a beautiful night, beautiful evening. Let's welcome you into the Q&A this beautiful night. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Somebody says, Ustad, that if one reads salah but recited the surahs against the sequence, Ustad, is the salah valid or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, said, Swallu kamara aytumuni uswalli. The hadith is authentic in Bukhari Sharif. Perform your salat as you see me reading the salat. So in salat, any namaz, we're supposed to read according to the sequence. For example, Alam tara, then li ila fi Qurayshin, then ara'ayta alladhi, then inna atayna, after Surah Fatiha, obviously. But a person went to read Ara'ayta alladhi, for example, and then he went to read Alam tara, or Inna anzalnahu, or Wadduha. So against the sequence and contrary to the sequence of the noble Quran, so that is makruh, undesirable, and remember, repugnant, and you know, something not advisable. But we will say that the salat is valid, and we will also say that sajda-e-sahu is not compulsory in that instance. So no sajda-e-sahu, and you don't have to repeat the salat. The salat is valid, but it is makruh. We should abstain and refrain from doing such. We should read according to the sequence that is mentioned in the noble Quran.
So Ustad, can we name the baby the day she is born, Ustad?
MashaAllah, there's an addition in the family, so whether it's boy, girl, or twins, or what have you, and now they're so elated, delighted, they don't want to wait for the seventh day. They say same time that we know the names and so forth. So yes, it is permissible, there's no problem with that. However, we should always try and wait and practice according to the Sunnah and Nabawiyyah, the Sunnah and teaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islamically, tonight is already the night of Tuesday. The night precedes the day. So if you gave birth now, and remember, you wait for 7 days. So next week, Monday, that you will officially give the name to the baby. Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. You will be called by your name and by your father's name, biological father, not stepfather, not adopted father. Fa ahsinu asma'akum, hence you must choose good names. So Islam gave you that 1 week. You can decide, discuss all those things, which name you want to choose. So best is you name the baby officially on the 7th day. But if you name the baby the day the baby is born, or 2-3 days after that, all that would be permissible. But remember, keep good names. That is the only thing we will take with us to Jannah and Paradise, Jannatul Firdaus. Everything else will change. So therefore, we need to be circumspect and careful regarding the names we choose for our wonderful flowers and babies and children.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that who was Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ustad, Rahmatullah Alayhi?
Hazrat Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. He was born on the 1st of Ramadan, the year 470 after Hijrah, and he passed away on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir. We are now in Rabi'ul Akhir. So on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, on the 11th, 561, he passed away, meaning he lived for 91 years, and he passed away at the ripe old age of 91. And what do we know about him? So there are so many books written in Arabic, in Urdu, and English, and so forth. A brief profile I mentioned to you now. Number one is this: his father's name was Abu Salih. So he was a Hassani, meaning going to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and the beloved grandson of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From his honorable mother's side, Fatima Ummul Khair. So remember, he was a Husseini. So going to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and very few people in the world have the sharaf and honor that from both sides they are connected to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was Sayyidina Hassan and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. So from his father and his mother's side, a Hassani and Husseini. So that's first thing. Second thing, his name Abdul Qadir Jilani. Jilani is a place name, so his honorable name Abdul Qadir. Secondly, we must remember, study his famous works. You will find Ghunyatul Talibin, and you will find that Futuhul Ghaib, you will find Fathul Rabbani. So all these books are so famous. And remember that Pirani Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, thousands of people would come to him from time to time, and they would make sincere tawbah and change their life and so forth and so on. He was a Hanbali scholar and is to follow the Hanbali school of thought. I've been there to Hazrat Pirani Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Mazar Mubarak in the year 2000 when we went to Iraq in Baghdad, and we spent 6 days there. Wonderful, wonderful journey and trip it was. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And when Hazrat Pirani Pir Rahimahullah, now you study his works, so you will find in Ghunyatul Talibin. And what a powerful, potent message he left for me and for you, for all of us. So he says in, this is his kalam, his speech Mubarak in Ghunyatul Talibin. Wa kam min kafanin maghsulu. How many a kafan is washed today? Daily you hear, this person passed away, that person passed away. So the shroud and the kafan is washed. Wa sahibuhu bisuqi mashghulu. But the person going in to the shroud and kafan is so busy in the market, in the mall, in the bazaar. Wa kam min qabrin mahfuru. How many graves are being dug daily? You see, yeah, in Indonesia, so they no more digging with the hands, they bring the bulldozer. So many people are dying, passing away. وصاحبه بالسرور مغرور. And the person who is going to go into the grave, me and you, we are deceived with occasions of joy and happiness. I just bought my new car, my new shop, my new factory, my new property, and the life goes on. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? So remember, his health is excellent, business is flourishing, children are excelling, passing with distinctions. وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ. Oh human being, very soon you'll be history. So therefore we need to prepare. Today in the name of Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, I've been there, so you don't have to tell me. So there are so many things going on which are haram, you must remember, absolutely haram. You will find the music and all that going on, hitting the big drums there and so forth. You see people reading Salat facing the qabr of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah. I saw with my own eyes. Not some people don't face Qibla, they face Hazrat Pirani Pir. So all this is against the Quran Sharif, against the Sunnah Mubarakah, against the teaching of Sahaba and the Awliyaullah. So we must learn the true teachings, and that is what we need to do. MashaAllah, he had a big family, 4 wives, 49 children he had. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah. Today when you study the true tasawwuf, we have to use the word true, because there are a lot of fakes today also. So the true tasawwuf you will find in the Silsila Qadiriyah, and that is going right up to Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Let me tell you a story. People, they love stories, you know. So he was born in Ramadan. I also was born in Ramadan. Hazrat's name was Abdul Qadir, Sheikh Abdul Qadir. So my name also Abdul Qadir. When I asked my mother, father, obviously after I grew up and so forth, so I used to ask a lot of questions like this. I said, when was I born Islamically? They said Ramadan, 21st Ramadan, mashallah. And then I asked that, why you chose the name Abdul Qadir? They say, Pirani Pir, so we Mehmans, we love to keep the name Abdul Qadir in honor of Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So just keeping the name is not sufficient. We must practice on the teachings also, and not bring our own ideas and our own innovations. That is unacceptable.
Somebody says, Ustad, say that if the parent passed away, Ustad, and there is no will, what do we do in this case, Ustad?
Here there are three issues. Issue number one is in South Africa, Muslim countries, Arab countries, wherever you are. So non-Muslim countries or so-called Muslim countries, remember to draw up a will. According to the Sharia, is wajib and compulsory upon every male and female. Muslim male and female. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, يَبِيتُ لَيْلَتَيْنِ إِلَّا وَوَصِيَّةُ مَكْتُوبَةٌ إِنْدَهُ. You should not even allow 2 nights to pass, but the will should be written already and it should be prepared. So imagine we allow 20, 40, 60, 70 years and we say, no, tayakari, we will see and so forth, also rehmak. All this is unacceptable. Now, second case, person passes away without a will, no will at all, you call that intestate. It's haram and the person is guilty of a major sin. You, the children, family members, make abundant dua for that person there. Third one will be that the person drew up a will, but the will is un-Islamic and against the laws of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Sunnah Nabawiyah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in all these cases, remember, let the law take its course, but remember it's wajib and compulsory upon you, the executor and the heirs, that you ensure you address and redress the situation. Hence you must have a redistribution done. It must be done in the following sequence. First, burial expenses, funeral expenses. Two, the debts of the deceased must be paid. Just yesterday someone contacted me, say that a brother or somebody passed away, and now that he has assets, but the debts are much more. So what are the shares of the heirs? There's no share. You must pay the creditors immediately and as soon as possible. possible, and even if the entire estate is used up for that purpose there. So that is number two. And number three is wasiyah. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. Inna Allah qad a'ta kulla dhi haqqin haqqa fala wasiyata li warithin. Verily Almighty Allah has given every person who's eligible to rights, Allah has fulfilled their rights for them. And there is no wasiyah, and you can't bequeath for an heir. The heir, the son, the daughter, father, mother, surviving spouse, they are heirs. And remember, as long as they are Muslim, they must inherit. So you can't go and give another share to them and make wasiyah. So that is to bequeath for them. Bequeathing will be for adopted children or for grandchildren when you have sons and daughters, or son and daughter, for example. Or, for example, your neighbor, Muslim or non-Muslim, you could bequeath for them. One third is the maximum of the net estate, and fourth is the shares of the heirs. In mansa duat as anal mansa bruat. So the money, the budal, will go to them after all this sequence. So you, the executor and heirs, you must address and redress it. So a redistribution must be done according to Sharia. And any of the heirs say, no, my name is written there and I must get so much, and it is more than the Islamic share, then you don't listen to him or her for that matter. Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding inheritance, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا, and they go beyond the limits, they gave someone more, they gave someone less, usurp somebody's rights, disown somebody, and deprive somebody who's entitled to a share, yudkhilhu naran khalidan fiha, Allah dispatches them to Jahannam and the hellfire. They will stay there for very, very long time. Allah protect us. Walahu azabun muheen. So for them is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Once again, I remind you, O esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, make sure the year is coming to an end, the Gregorian year, and you see we in November, December didn't finish. So make sure we have our will and last testament ready immediately.
Somebody says, Ustad, have you heard about the Saudi-Israeli ties? Could Ustad please comment on this, Ustad?
Remember, this is the 100th time or maybe even more I have mentioned to you, currently what is happening in Saudi Arabia, the regime are kuffar, they're out of the fold of Islam, they murtads, you must remember that. MBS is murtad bin shaitan, and remember they are bootlicking the Americans and bootlicking the Israelis, and we need to get this very, very clear. We can't be worrying of our Hajj visa and Umrah visa and remain silent. When the ulama and the people remain silent, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, shaitanun akhras, then it's like a dumb shaitan. Go open Maqasid al-Hasana of Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah, you will find it there. And remember, we have to speak the truth, whether people like it or not. So we all need to be clear on this here. The time has come, the Ummah has to rise. The Ahle Saud has to be removed and replaced. Remember that. When I used to go, mashallah, now 1.5 years, my passport, I'm sitting quietly in South Africa. People ask me, when you're going, I tell them my passport is in Etikaf, he's sitting one way, then one way. So remember that my friends I used to have there, and they used to see that what is happening to them and the injustices. They used to say, read this dua, Allahumma ahlik ahle samud, kama ahlakta aada wa samud. See what a beautiful dua there is to read. Allahumma ahlik ahle saud, kama ahlakta aada wa samud. So the time has come that we have to speak about this type of issues here. So remember, they're not interested regarding the Muslims. They're not interested regarding, you must remember, the Ummah. They're only interested that they're treating the Haram Sharif as their personal Haram, Allah forbid. They make the laws. You can't even make tawaf now. So who Who gives them the right that you can't make tawaf? You are right in Makkah, Mukarramah, you can't perform tawaf. Yes, you can perform umrah, but you can't perform tawaf. I oppose a simple question to you. Who gave them the right that they can prevent this ummah from making tawaf by the Baytullah? People like that, Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 22, verse 25, وَمَن يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When you make intention of deviation and bizulmin oppression and transgression, Allah will unleash his punishment. And you can see how humiliated they are after the Qurbani and slaughtering and dismembering of Jamal Khashoggi. We say Rahimahullah, a shaheed for him. And remember the Yemen war, that millions of people are starving there, the poorest Arab country. Just to make the enemies happy, they go on. Third one, you must remember the money spent, you must remember to buy one lousy soccer team there in Britain. So all this is shaitaniyat and has no place in Islam. MBS rejected thousands of ahadith already. So in his open interview he mentioned this. So we must remember, there's no question about it. He's murtad out of the fall of Islam, and Ghaddar, and a treachery committed against the people of Palestine. And all these Arab tenpot dictators, they call it that tatbi'iyya. We want to normalize ties with Israel. You can quote my fatwa wherever you want. Such rulers, we don't speak of the public and them, they got no say in this. These tenpot dictators are murtads, they're out of the fold of Islam, they're Ghaddar and they're treacherous. For me personally, it's nothing surprising today if you see a jutla there in Riyadh or in Medina or Jeddah or anywhere. We saw it, you must remember how many times non-Muslims were entering and so forth. Since when all these Qadianis and Ahmadis are Muslim and they can just come in when they feel like and so forth. So Islam for them, and I told you just now that in Muslim countries, Arab countries also, you have to draw up an Islamic world. It's said, but the truth that we don't have a single Islamic country that can show the world that this is Islam. Not one. We hope and pray that Taliban can do so, but they are facing so many challenges of their own, because you must remember the world don't want to recognize them, and among themselves there are people who are agents of the West and causing so many problems. So inshallah we hope and pray that that day will come soon. But remember, as far as the Saudis go today, the rulers, then they got nothing to do with Islam and they're out of the fold of Islam.
Ustad, Cape Town is waiting for you, Ustad. Listener says, when are you coming to Cape Town, Ustad?
Inshallah, we have hundreds of students there, mashallah, in Cape Town. They were studying in Darul Newcastle. So alhamdulillah, on the 1st of December, we will be arriving, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, in Cape Town. We will be there for the Qasimul Ulum Jalsa, inshallah. So from the 1st of December to the 5th of December, I'll be in Cape Town. For further details, you must contact Mona Anwar Peters. He is the principal of Qasimul Ulum. All of them, or most of them, are graduates from Darul Newcastle. And mashallah, contact Mona Ilyas. Mona Ilyas is our Haji Bashir Bhai of the Tabligh Jamaat, his son. So contact them and they will tell you our programs, where and where the lectures are and programs are, inshallah. So they are drawing it up, Mona Ilyas, Haji Bashir son, and our Mona Anwar Peters. And you can contact Brother Idris Mayat also, mashallah. He is our host always when we come there to Cape Town. And you know, speaking of Cape Town, one thought just came to my mind now. It was 2015. Mm-hmm. Now we 2021. It was December, and Mona Ahmed Dokrat of Pretoria, Hafidahullah. So I delivered few lectures. He came to me, he said that, you know, live awam, the ulama, most of them don't know. First time they're hearing these things that you are speaking about. Why don't we preserve it, do something? I said, Maulana, me, I'm a simple Simon guy. I don't understand all this technology. I'm not technical savvy and all this, you know, all this. Me, I'm very simple Simon. And he said, leave everything, just send it to me. I will do the rest. And mashallah, tomorrow, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, is 2,170 numbered the Nasiha. Started December 2015, and inshallah it will continue as long as Allah wills. So that we must thank him. So we spoke of Cape Town, so I thought of that as well. So mashallah, our graduates, many of doing sterling work there in Cape Town, Cape Province. Allah Jalla Wala accept everyone's khidmat.
I see there's a listener saying here, Ustad, that what's happening with our beloved four Moti children? And he says that isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy not on them, Ustad?
Remember, the mercy is even more upon them. They are ma'asum. This morning, when I have breakfast, I listened to which radio station who's carrying some news, you know. So this morning, I heard non-Muslim radio station, and they announced, they said that the Moti family is appealing to the abductors, the people who kidnapped these children, and the four of them, and one of them turned 7, the youngest one, whilst he was being kidnapped, meaning that while, so already 19-20 days have passed since this episode started. So each one of us are requested that imagine what the parents are going through, grandparents, the family, and so forth and so on. So we beg Almighty Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma ruddahum ila ahlihim ya hayyu ya qayyum. Ya Allah, out of your fadl, your grace, your mercy, the four Moti children and our brother Salim Tayyib, Ya Allah, return all of them to their respective families safe and sound. They must not be harmed or injured. Likewise for ourselves, you know, South Africa is not the safest place to live in. Our politicians and corruption and crime has destroyed this country. You can just see the electricity circus going on now. So you must remember that. Always read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best protector. He, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. To the Moti family and everybody else, the well wishers, give out charity daily, 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, or more, and say, Ya Allah, save the children, bring them back home. Amen. All our children, the refugees, the yatama, the orphans. So imagine what the parents go through in Syria, Palestine, Iraq, Rohingya Muslims, and Bangladesh, and where, Afghanistan. So everywhere are challenging times for the Muslims. Allah have mercy on all of us.
Well, it's 27 minutes to 9. We go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Don't go away. Stay tuned.